3:42.
Today on Core Values, Chris talks about dorm drama.
When I was in college, boys lived in one dorm and girls in another. And yes, Fred Flintstone was my roommate. Ha ha ha. Anyway, sometime after I left college, schools thought it was a great idea to have boys and girls live in the same dorm. Now some colleges are rethinking this, one being Catholic University. The Catholic ever had co-ed dorms is kind of amazing in itself, but now Catholic has gone back to single-sex dorms. Predictably, somebody filed a complaint. In this case, attorney John Banzoff, who sues over all sorts of things. He says single-sex dorms are illegal because they discriminate based on sex, which is kind of the point, right? I'm guessing Mr. Banzoff doesn't have a college-age daughter like I do. Do I need to tell any dad who has a teenage daughter why I like single-sex dorms? Didn't think so. Yesterday, the D.C. Office of Human Rights set aside Mr. Banzoff's complaint, but they expect him to appeal. Here's my two cents. Kids will be kids, and some will get into trouble no matter what. But providing a little less temptation and a lot more privacy seems like good common sense and a core value.
Chris Core, part of commentary and analysis from all sides here on W.